what our kids do, you know, to kind of compensate and to, you know, kind of, you know, compensate for the skills that they don't have. Raylan commented, "I know my daughter is quiet. She is helpful. She can be a leader in class and stays just below her class when it comes to testing." And so we've definitely seen that in students before, where they fly under the radar, just like Kathy's daughter Bella, or even Nathan. You know, teachers wish that they had 30 Nathans in the class, and we've heard that before, definitely. Lizzie Liz has a longer comment, and it cut off, so I'm gonna look for that. Behavior or simply shutting down is what her child does. My daughter's teachers have often said that she knows the material, but it's like she can't get herself to do it. This may be too easy work for her, or she just doesn't want to do it. She just procrastinates and didn't copy the information on the board. Like, so visual processing might be involved. She gets in trouble for humming when she's trying to focus and do her work. So that's some auditory stimulation. Yes. OT has said this about our daughter. She is so bright and she will be okay. Her brightness will, let me find the rest of it, will compensate. Yes, so she was really resonating with Brendan's daughter, Lily. It's not fair that our kids have to struggle through life and not reach their full potential. So we can see that too, that some kids get by their strengths and again, fly under the radar. So those are some parents checking in. We have, let's see, Adelina. She is a current parent with us at our Chino Center. And she's asking of the group and of parents who are here, if they might have an answer, or in Mom Squad, we can continue this conversation. She's asking for the parents whose children were in public or private schools, how did you handle your child being several grades behind? Did completing the STOL program help them catch up? Did anyone consider retention? And so we can have some parents comment below or comment in Mom Squad. But Jill, have you seen over the years in working with kiddos that have been significantly behind, have you seen that gap close? And then a second question, when is retention appropriate?
So definitely we do see the gap close. And our goal for students is that when they leave us, they are comfortably, independently working at grade level. The challenge is that it does take time. And you heard that from our parent guests, that it takes time. It's a process to build these underlying skills and then remediate the academic pieces. And that's the hard part, is that time in between when you start and when the gap actually gets closed is challenging. It is, because you're putting in extra work going to the learning center and you're still doing lots and lots and lots of homework support. But certainly the goal is for them to get to that point that they are independent. And we've been in this business for such a long time that we absolutely see that, and have seen it over the years. In terms of retention, what you need to understand is that retention will not solve a learning challenge. What retention does is it does solve a maturity issue. If your child is very young in their grade, or, you know, sometimes kids just tend to be young for their age, then giving them more time can be helpful. The challenge is that's hard to do as they get older, because there are a lot of social implications to that and a lot of things that kids internalize about that. So if your child is 5 or 6, you know, and you think, gosh, they're very immature, or they have a very young birth date, I'd like to give them another year. Great, do that, and tell them, you know, you're just a little bit young to go to first grade yet, or whatever. But just be careful as they get older. It's not going to solve the problem, and you just have to really look carefully at the social implications of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have another long question and comment from Lizzie Liz. So I'll get the rest of it. It cuts it off. Thank you so much for sharing knowledge and support, Jill. Our daughter is 7 in private school, an A student, but she struggles with completing classwork. It's like she gets stuck before she can start. We got an assessment and have an understanding of what is happening with her. We worked with Michelle, who is our evaluator in Chino. We are trying to work out a few things so we can make this happen financially. Is this intervention looked at as the earlier they get it, the better? So that's part of the question. I've worked with her through OT and my own research, and let me find the rest. But when she's in school, she won't use the skills I'm teaching. She sometimes just shuts down. We look at this as the greatest investment, but I just don't know if she's mature enough for such a big intervention. So kind of a question about age, if it's appropriate, and is earlier better?
You know, first I just want to say the brain is amazing. It is never too late. So if your child is a little bit older, don't worry. It's not too late. We even work with adults. That being said, the earlier you can do this, the better, because you don't have such a big gap that you have to make up. And when kids struggle in school, it impacts their self-esteem and their habits. And so, you know, the earlier you can change that and put a stronger foundation for learning under that for them, the better. And, I will say that my son, when he was little, I would try to help him with certain things, with writing or math or something. And he would invariably say, that's not the way my teacher does it. And so a lot of times kids kind of tend to reject what their parent says, but they'll learn it and they'll do it from someone else. That's just sort of the nature of things, I think. But definitely not too young.
Right. Yeah. Same thing with my daughter. So I definitely understand that. We have a question about layering in programs and time. So is asking, can a parent do STOLS program and a comprehension program like Linda Mood Bell at the same time to intensify the progress? Is more always better?
Oh, there's a lot in that question. Well, first of all, I would say to you that you don't need to be doing those two programs at the same time. We also address comprehension, and it's not that it would be in conflict. It would not. Pat Lindemood was one of my very early mentors. But it is not necessary to do that. If you're being offered it at school, absolutely. Anything they're going to give you there, please take it. But and now is more better. Working intensively can be very, very effective and powerful. And so that is something that you can explore with us. We do intensive programs. It is not necessarily better for every student. And that's what we have to look at. And also some of the different kinds of therapies we do, the sound therapy, you know, more is not always better. There is, you know, a prescribed amount that is best. So, and there are certain things that take some time for the brain to really set it in. So.
Right. Yeah. And we never want to be counterproductive. I mean, we've definitely seen overload in students, and we want to prevent that as much as possible. We are looking always for functional changes. And so I know sometimes it sounds kind of, counterintuitive to say, okay, less is more sometimes, if you overload the brain and you stress the brain, if we did a show in the past about retained reflexes, and that's when the brain is under stress, those reflexes fire. And a lot of times the higher cortex isn't receiving the message, or the child's in fight or flight. It's not effective. So mm-hmm. we always try to look out for all of that. And that's kind of the beauty of this continuum-based learning is that we're looking at the whole child, not just at one particular skill at a time. So definitely. We have Darlene saying, the last parent kept saying she loved the program. Is this a program or a school or both? Can a child continue at their own school and get a program from us?
We are a learning center, and so we work with students in, we create a plan for each student based on their specific needs. So we call that programming. We create programming for each student. We are not a school, so students are in school, and we work with them supplementally.
And Adelina is asking, what is the youngest age that you think would be appropriate to start at the Stoll Center?
We work with students as young as four. We work with students as young as four. We just need to really look at our really young ones and make sure that we're addressing real issues and not just, you know, development. But we do look at that carefully with our young children.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Lizzie is just commenting back. Thank you, Jill. Yes, totally happens and makes sense. They get enough with our parenting. Thank you. So a big relief to parents. I think that hearing from some parents who have been in the trenches has been really resonated with some of our viewers today. We're getting a lot of just thank yous and comments throughout the interviews of parents just really identifying with those stories because, you know, a lot of parents have been there just being lost with their child through this journey of learning challenges. So thank you to everyone who's commented and who's asked questions.